What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday snack edition of Schnitt Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. You guys already know the drill with Honey. Just go to joinhoney.com/Ellie and get Honey for free today. Okay. I just realized we need a song. A fucking song.
Fuck.
I don't know. Fuck. Frick. Okay. So, got one. So to get us into this week's episode, obviously got our song of the weekend, and this is With My Homies by Two Friends. I could not sound any whiter. With my homies. All right, anyways.
Thinking body with fake friends and vodka, and girls they don't talk to. They do they think, but I'll be with my homies. No cup in the bottles, just a house in a bottle.
A fight with one of our coworkers because I sent him a video of I was at home. I was like homesick last Saturday, and my roommate had a pregame, and she was like very loudly playing a song, and I was like obviously like a little annoyed because I was like, I'm sick, like I don't feel good, I don't want to hear this, but also I was like, whatever.
Sorry, that was a hiccup.
But I sent him a video, and they were playing Thriller by Michael Jackson because obviously Halloween, you know. And I sent him this video, and I was just like, it's so fucking loud. And he was just like, ugh, the song. And I was like, okay, you're not supposed to notice the song. You're supposed to notice the volume. He's like, I don't know. I just think that's weird. Like, throw on some EDM.
What?
Yes. And I was like, I was like, are you like an EDM guy? And he was like, well, I like EDM. And I was like, you understand that when you say you like EDM, no one is picturing like a casual listener, like a chain. Like, I was like, oh, I'll throw on the chain smokers every once in a while. You're picturing someone who's like a beat boop, like you're going to the raves, you're picturing a weirdo.
Also, I hate that idea that you can't play like festive songs for like festive parties. It always has to be party music.
It's like, no, play the Monster Mash.
Yeah, like what?
Play Thriller. Is our Halloween?
Play Thriller.
Come on. But then he's like, no, I'm not like that. But I'm like, but you said throw on EDM, which makes me think that you're like obsessed. I'm sorry. We do a lot of EDM slander on this show. I mean, it's funny. Like, I like the music. It's just like, I hate the culture so much.
I just don't get it.
I don't get it. Anyways, good song. Today we're going to talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about shaving because I don't want to dedicate a whole episode to that, but like I think that we should talk about it. And also, so KFC Radio, our good buddies Kevin and Feilberg, who have both been on this show before, came out with a game, a very cool game. It's called Answer the Internet. No free ads, but like it's very fun. And it's basically just like the craziest would you rathers and like scenario questions that you can ask your friends. Turn it into a drinking game. It's a blast. I wouldn't recommend playing it with your family. but yeah, so we're going to do a couple of those questions because they're just outright ridiculous. So yeah, let's get into today's episode. Shaving. Did you guys know that we were told that I did an outstanding ad for Dollar Shave Club when I did it? You guys, every time we do a Dollar Shave Club ad, I talk about shaving my butthole. Like,
it's an important step in the process.
It's a very important step in the process, and I hope that you guys are doing it. Don't miss the butt strip because boys can see your butthole during sex, and nothing horrifies me more than the idea that I'm just like getting hit from behind and there's just like a one singular hair. Like on my butthole. Just like
boop. From Big Mouth, yes. Like his pubes.
No, just like one. Cindy Lou Who, just like a little, like that's like my fear. I guess it doesn't really matter. You can shave or not shave, wax or not wax. I mean, it's really up to you what you want to do. But like personally, I feel like a little better, a little cleaner when I got rid of my body hair. But it's hard, low key. I wish people talked about it more because there's nothing honestly funnier than the scene in the shower when you're like trying to get every single angle possible. I honestly never feel myself up more than when I'm like trying to determine
sensual.
If there's
hair. Yeah, you gotta
I'm
get
like,
everywhere.
What is going on here? Like if somebody saw me like bent over in the shower, like just like
I'll grab my own body in the way I know a man will.
Just be like, is there any crinkle? He was like, let me pretend here just a second. It's hard. It's hard, and I wish people talked about it more. Mm-hmm. I would guarantee every single girl has gone on YouTube before and, like, YouTubed, like, how to shave, like, bikini area. I have, for sure.
I've definitely Googled how to avoid,
like, ingrown hairs, razor
burn. The red bumps? I don't even,
like, those are ingrown hairs, like, razor burn and ingrown hairs.
I get, like, almost, I would consider, like, I would compare them to hives. It, yeah, like, I have very sensitive skin. But what I found was, let me find this product that really changed my life, because I would shave and it'd be fine. And then a couple hours would pass and then my legs would be like very red.
Really?
Yeah. Like in my,
I get that when I'm dry, like when, I have really dry skin. So I've had to really up my moisturizing routine because otherwise my skin's just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
So it's this stuff. I got it at Ulta. It's called, it's in a blue bottle. It's called 10 Skin.
And it gets rid of razor burn.
Yeah. You put it on burns. It burns for like a second. It's like alcohol, basically.
But then you like know that you're going to
You're good. It's like, oh, all the angriness is burned away right now. Yeah. You put it on like right after the shower when you're dry.
Yeah. That shit's
and
good.
And I don't get anything anymore.
And when you do get like a razor bump or like ingrown hair, you can put that on it as well. And it helps get rid of it. Yeah. It's a really good product. I'm glad that you mentioned it because I've been using it for a while. It's like one of those secrets. I don't know why girls don't talk about this shit. Like, we should just all share our routines.
Yeah.
The thing that I get confused about, honestly, is whether you're supposed to shave first or exfoliate first. But then doesn't it, your skin's like too soft and there's nothing to like.
Well, you're supposed to exfoliate the days before you shave. But I also exfoliate in the shower when I'm about to shave. But you shouldn't do it right after you do it, if that makes sense.
It's like bad for your,
yeah, it's too much irritation. Too
I'm a big exfoliation, a big scrub girl. Big sugar scrub.
Need a sugar scrub.
Not a salt scrub. That's like too harsh on my skin. Yeah. Usually a sugar scrub though, always good. I get them from this like little indie company called Honeybee Bath Co. And there's, it smells so good, and you can you know it's like made with like homemade products.
I love that.
With that little bit of like coconut oil in it, and you're just like, oh, I love it. I love a scrub. Also, Lush has really good exfoliating products, but they're like obviously more expensive. But you can really get some anywhere.
You, like,
you can even make it yourself. Like I've seen online, like just put like sugar and any kind of oil and like just that's all you gotta do. Like it's I would say exfoliation is something that we don't talk about enough, but you should be doing. Shaving your legs, shaving anything. But I will say on your bikini area, you need to be way more careful about what you're doing. I would exfoliate with like a washcloth, honestly, on that area, because it's like so much more sensitive and you don't want to risk getting a product somewhere that'll irritate it and like fuck your pH up, you know?
Yeah, we sensitive there.
We very sensitive. There are some soaps I can't even like use because I get like, it's so irritating.
Do you use Summer's Eve?
No, because it's really bad
for you. Yeah, I've never used that before.
I use the wipes sometimes. Like if I'm going out and I know I'm going to get dicked down, I'll like bring the wipes with me just to like make sure everything feels like fresh.
But oh, yeah. You should, if you're going out, you should definitely have like a
a little pussy wipe.
Yeah.
You should. And it's not that like you're like, oh, I smell or something. It's just like you get sweaty down.
Yeah, like, it's just like not great.
I just like don't feel like personally, I feel better if I know that like I'm clean. Like everything's like self-cleaning down there, so you don't really need to worry about it. But I know that like you get sweaty when you're out.
Stuffy?
Yeah.
Maybe stuffy.
If you're wearing like tights and a skirt and like everything's just kind of like, yeah, no, I want the wipe with me just to be safe. Also, like, I don't know. I just like them. But I wouldn't use anything that's not like natural. And I wouldn't use anything that's gonna like harm things, and don't do anything that's like going inside of you, because that's really bad for you, like really bad for you. You don't need like a special, anyone who's trying to sell you a special wash for your vagina is like just trying to sell you products you don't need.
Yeah, like that's what, that's essentially what Summer's Eve is.
Yeah,
right?
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
I honestly, you're not really even supposed to use soap. If you do, it should be like unscented. But you can just like, as long as you're getting everything, like water is fine. Because your body cleans itself. You're fine. That's not what we're talking about today, though. Talking about shaving. Do you ever get waxed or sugared?
I have gotten waxed, and I did for a while, and then I just stopped because I'm so impatient.
I hate the growing out process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, the beginning, once you're doing it for like a month or two, then it's fine because you don't grow as much hair. But I'm personally like a hairy person. And I have
Italian.
Yeah, I'm Italian. I have dark hair. So like I, especially in the summer, what am I going to do? Like I'll have literally like pubes. Yeah. Like I'm not going to do
if
that.
Like especially if you're in a bikini or something. It's
yeah,
the
like,
summer.
No, like, so yeah, then tough. I'll just shave. But then I'm like, oh, I wish I was. I'm considering getting lasered.
There's nothing I would love more than to get my armpits lasered.
Yeah.
Because I have to, I get like 5 o'clock shadow on my armpits. Like
my friend did
that
and
so fast.
She had dark 5 o'clock shadow. I mean, like you're blonde. So
no, my hair, you know, it's not blonde.
Like your underpit.
Look, I didn't shave my armpits for literally one day.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm like, what am I supposed to? I can't shave it every day. It like hurts. Like it gets like raw. It gets like
we
bumps.
Should get lasered.
We should get lasered.
I would
lasered.
Get my armpits and my bikini lasered, and then I would feel like better. $1 million.
I wouldn't have to worry because I do have blonde leg hair, so I like never shave my legs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's really annoying having to shave my armpits. I don't know how to minimize like razor burn in that area. It just,
I put
like,
tan
hurts.
Skin on
oh,
that
you do?
Too. I put it everywhere I shave.
Wow, even your legs? You must go through a
That's
lot of it.
The legs was my problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Mine is like my bikini like, area right
who
here.
Who has fucking
irritated.
Problems on their actual like calf? Like that's where I had problems.
Weird.
Like,
you must have very sensitive
I
skin.
Do.
So do you use like any specific razors or?
I use Dollar Shave Club. I use men's razors.
They're
and
so
I
much better, guys.
I change them like every 2 weeks.
You can't keep using. I would say, so I change my razor every time I'm like doing a full shave of my like bikini area because it's just like sharper mm-hmm. in that way. I mean, it's just so expensive to change razors like that, but like it's worth it. I find if you're like going to a special someone's house for the first time and you want to be like super super smooth, new razor for sure.
I think that's a key, that's the key, is like changing your blades
razors and not using shaving cream.
Yeah, oh my god, can you imagine not using shaving cream?
No, I have to dry shave in the sink like all the time because I'm lazy. Honestly, and it's
my legs
horrific.
Would fall off if I did that.
It's genuinely horrific. Like that's the worst. Like please use shaving cream or oil or sometimes conditioner works in a pinch. Mm, like
in a pinch, yeah.
Coconut oil is good, but not for your bikini area. Just like some kind of something that keeps it like a barrier between your skin and the razor. Mm-hmm. You would be surprised how many people are like, I don't need shaving cream because like the razors have those like strips around them. It's not good enough. Not
like
good
all the
enough.
Venus razors and shit.
Fuck that.
I haven't used like female razors in years.
Me either.
And
they
I think it made a huge
work
difference.
As well.
Yeah.
They genuinely don't work as well.
It's like
they
the same hair. We're dealing with the same hair here.
I don't know.
I don't have daintier hair.
Do you know what? Women's razors are so much more expensive.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous because they're crazy. Not as good.
Mm-hmm. And I hate this is like a free ad for Dollar Shave Club, but
yeah,
fuck
but they really are so good.
Yeah, like if you have that subscription service coming all the time,
you don't worry.
You don't
about,
worry
like,
about
fuck.
Like oh, I better save this blade. I don't want to throw it out. Like you don't give a
no,
fuck because it's cheap and they just
new
come.
Razors.
And like then you're smooth as like a dolphin. This is coming from like a prickly person.
I mean. I have a gust of wind on my leg and grow more hair.
Yeah,
like it's
just
a problem.
One shiver and it's like
it's like fuck. It's like a chia pet.
Mm-hmm. You ever get out of the shower, you just shaved and you're like not soft,
and you're just like God,
what the fuck?
Damn it! How
like
did this even
out?
Happen? Yeah, that's so funny. I wish more people talked about like getting rid of body hair. It's so hard and annoying. And honestly, like. I almost wish I didn't. You don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. I just personally feel a lot cleaner.
I feel like so much cleaner. Yeah, that's the thing.
For me, like in the bikini area, and I'm just going to say this, like I don't worry as much about like the top part, but like I always want like the butt part, that whole down
me too.
Area.
Yeah.
Like that needs to be
that
like
needs
good.
Be gone, gone, gone.
But like if I'm hooking up with someone I've hooked up with like six times, like I don't really care.
I don't
if,
care
like,
about
the top is.
What is this called? The Mons Pubis?
Yes, that is technically what it is called. Whatever.
I,
like
I don't give a fuck about my Mons Pubis.
Put a little like, landing strip. Whatever. I can, guys don't even I,
yeah,
who gives
it's
a fuck?
It's all the extremities.
Yeah, they're just like, why is this even growing hair? Like I don't understand. This was the first conversation. One of my really good friends from high school, the reason like we're as close as we are is because we ended up getting into this discussion like the first time we met about how hard it is to like shave. You got like your leg up on the wall and mm-hmm. you're like, I don't even bend this way. Mm-hmm. Like, It's just like something that girls don't talk about as much as they should.
I had a bench in my shower at home, so that was like, so like great. Easy. And now I don't. I have one of those like cell showers.
Oh, you don't even have like a bath?
No, I'm thinking no bath.
You need to get.
I might get like a bench because I'm like literally in like downward dog position.
It's
like,
so uncomfortable. You need to get one of those the shelves that attach like to the wall.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I would do if I couldn't put my leg up on the bath.
I'm almost like blind if I just like feel.
I know. It's like, I can't see
I'm
it.
I'm like so looking at the ceiling. Up. Like
you have to bend over weird. You're pulling things. Like
yeah, I'm like a squat.
I'm trying to see like, I'll get in a position where I can see just like the light hitting it. Just be like, is there a shadow of something? Oh my God. It's so the worst. It's the fucking worst. But then you feel so like successful and clean after. Yeah. You're just like, ooh. Sometimes, like, if I shave, like, I'll just fuck someone just because I shaved.
And so it's, like, a huge letdown when you don't.
It's because like, when you put that much effort and nothing happens.
Or if someone touches you in a certain spot and then you shave it for, you shave that spot thinking they'll touch it again. And then and you're proud of how soft it is. And then they don't touch it. And you're like, what the fuck?
Or, like, you ever, like, you don't, you miss like one specific, like you miss like a stripe down the side of your thigh or something. And you're like, you go out and you're like, fuck, you notice it, but you're like, it's fine, no one's gonna touch it. And of course, and that's exactly grabbed. Where you keep getting grabbed. And you're like, oh no.
In so, reality, I feel like men don't really care, don't but it's like, I care.
I care so much where I'm just like, oh no.
Yeah.
No, the one of the first times I hung out with Mike one-on-one, we were outside of a bar and it was just like us for like 2 hours outside of this bar, and I was wearing shorts, but I had to like come to the bar like right after class, and I didn't like really shave. I did not shave my legs. I'm just gonna be like, it was like probably like 2-3 days of like not having shaved them, but I'm blonde, so like from far away no one's gonna be like,
you can't see it, but you could feel it.
You could feel it. And yeah. He kept putting his hand on my knee and I was like,
you can't even enjoy the moment.
I was just like don't move your hand. It's okay if you just keep it right there.
Just like a claw machine. Do not move left or right. Just like, up and down.
Oh my God, there cannot be. He's not thinking I'm sexy. This is so. Oh my God.
Can we have a guy pop in and like tell us his opinion about this?
Do you think there's a guy? Let me see if there's a guy out there. I'll be right back.
Okay. Welcome to the club, the Shit Talk Club.
Ooh. Oh, you're a part of
this one?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
whatever you want. You're part of a very exclusive club.
Yeah. Sup.
Sup.
Okay, so we actually brought in our friend Dana because, I'm not a boy, so I don't really know the answer to this
You're
question.
Not a boy. That's a fact.
Thanks,
good call.
Dana, I suppose.
How we doing, everyone?
This is Dana. This is our friend.
What do we call ourselves?
A schnithead.
I'm a schnithead.
That's what they call it in this office.
But it's not a thing outside of
the
office. But the boys in the office.
Messy bitches?
Yeah.
I'm a messy bitch. What's up to all my messy bitches? How we doing?
You killed Nalana. You broke her.
So, I'm a messy bitch.
Just in the deep voice. I almost want that like clipped out and put everywhere. Like on social, like, I'm a messy bitch.
Is that how I talk?
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm
really
Dana.
I
like my voice, but whatever.
Oh, you have a cute voice.
Yeah,
nice voice.
It's like, whatever.
You have a boy
voice. I have a better face.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
He's trying
coffee.
To like entice the listener.
Yes.
Like,
I don't know.
He's going to drop his handle.
Every time I tag Dana on my story, girl's like, ooh, who is he? So
Dansky's three. No, I'm not.
He wants to, though.
He wants it.
He wants it. Anyways, so we were talking about shaving.
Okay.
And we're talking about how mortifying it is when you like miss a part of like a stripe or something shaving, and a guy puts his hand on your leg and you're like, oh my God, he thinks I'm gross. In your opinion, do you notice those things?
You're asking me of all people?
Fuck, you're right. Dana doesn't
I get
fuck.
No ass.
But you know,
in the times that you got ass.
You have to ask me for that? You know, like, I get no pussy.
Dana's like a normal boy. I didn't even think about the fact that
no,
you don't
in my experience with women, what is the question?
Like, if a girl's like a little prickly, do you care?
I would be turned off by that.
Really?
Really?
I'm really shocked
That's
by that.
That's shocking.
Well, if it's what part of the body? The,
I don't know. You're just like
her
if
legs.
If it's your legs, I don't like that. Not a fan.
Maybe we shouldn't ask Dana's opinion.
No, I think most guys would say that if you're like rubbing her leg and it's a little prickly, it's kind of a turn off. I would if
wow,
I were to
you're
guess.
Making me feel I'm really mortified. Bad. I'm horrified right now.
I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. And I think if you asked a couple more people, they would agree.
Yeah, but you're not going to be like,
you're like, ew,
disgusting.
I'm not going to ever touch this girl
kick again. Her, I wouldn't kick her out of bed or anything, but I'd be like, you know, maybe Let's take care of that. I wouldn't actually say that.
Oh, my
I would
Dina. Never
say that. I would never say that. You know I would never say that.
I feel
that.
Like most guys like don't care about the whole situation as long as they're just
talking. No, I would never say anything, but I'd be like, eh, I would prefer if not. In my head, I would say that.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know if I want this.
What are your standards of prickle, though? Should we show them a range of...
I haven't shaved my legs in a while, okay? Like, it's
bad.
Not,
because
like,
I don't want
to. I feel like you're not, like, hairy.
Jewish, Dina.
Let me see. Let me pull them out.
No, it's
you're
so...
Pull them out.
It's so gross. Don't look.
I'm looking.
No!
Well, don't look. Feel. Close your eyes.
No, we're not doing this.
Let me do it.
No, Dina.
You can't bring me in and be like, hey,
Dina,
I need, I'm
Dina,
prickly.
You're going to be so grossed out by this. I have not shaved my legs in probably a week. Like, it's...
All right, let's go.
No.
Let me get a little prick test.
It's... I don't like that.
Close your eyes, but just feel it
no,
with your
No, I don't
hand.
Want him to feel
all
my
right,
leg.
I'm not looking.
No, because I would never have my legs like this if I was hooking up
but
with someone.
But this is what it is.
Ellie,
and sometimes
you
this
brought
happens.
Me in here
no,
and you
this,
asked a
it's
question.
So
you
much
can't...
worse than it would ever be if I was in this
Okay,
situation.
Then this is the worst case scenario. Then you know if it's bad.
No, because he's going to be like, ew, that's gross.
You interrupted me in the middle of my work day to come in and talk about prickly legs and I don't even get to feel a prickly leg? What is this?
Because it's not prickly. It's like
it's hair.
Hair.
Oh, that's
like,
hair.
Right. It's
Can
not.
I, let
yeah,
me feel and I'll give
yeah,
it to you.
Here, down. I don't want it anywhere.
It's bad?
It's
is
really
it bad?
Bad.
Oh,
that's
no.
Fast.
Can we get like a mic on that?
Those are hairs?
Yeah. I haven't shaved my legs in like a week. Can we not have this on social?
Yeah, what a horrible time for Devin to come in.
Is this not going on the show?
No, it is.
It's going on the show. But I don't know if I want it on the bar.
Okay,
oh,
I have like a standard prickle.
Okay, you do that.
Dana?
All right. That's not bad. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm fine
okay.
with that prickle.
So you heard it here first,
ladies. I
have
three, four day prickle.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so you heard it here first, ladies. It wouldn't bother Dana.
It would if it was maybe 5 to 6 days.
Okay.
If you felt my leg, you'd be like, you're disgusting.
But I would
I
never
want to touch you.
I would never say anything to the person's face. I would think it in my head severely.
See, like, I'm not fucking, so I don't, I'm not, like, I'm not like.
You and me both, Ellie. I'm leaving.
On that note. I think that was a good answer because Dana seemed grossed out by hair at first.
But then
but
he
his definition
touched.
Of hair is way different than what we right. consider a definition of hair. I mean, right now.
Come here.
Yeah.
Let me see what he was feeling. Okay, see, for me, I would be like, this is hair.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
But this is
like, and he was like, oh, that doesn't bother me?
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay, let me say, Alana's legs are for sure prickly. Like, for sure prickly.
Like, that's a definition.
Like, that's,
of
like, the ideal definition of prickle in the dictionary.
In the eyes of a girl, I think.
Yes, and he said that he wasn't bothered by it. So, if that makes you feel any better, it kind of makes me feel better. Because there's a lot of times that I've hooked up with guys and known, like, it's not quite what we want to be going for.
Yeah, here. I would be disgusted if I had sex with a guy right now. A guy, my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
But, like.
But he
seems
to not.
I guess
he probably wouldn't even notice.
That's good to know.
That's really good to know, actually. We've done some solid research here.
Yeah, that was like a full scientific process.
I'm really glad he didn't touch my leg.
Me
They're
too.
So,
for your benefit?
Honestly,
like think...
just preserving the mystery of how cute I am. Tough. I just, because I haven't replaced my razor.
You should just go get waxed at this point.
It's really bad. I haven't probably, well, because I didn't go out this weekend, so I didn't shave my legs this mm-hmm. weekend.
Well, that's 25 minutes on shaving.
On that very weird note. Got an ad from a sponsor. Spencer. This is Function of Beauty. Oh, I use this shampoo and conditioner. Beauty isn't one size fits all, so why should your hair care be? Function of Beauty individually formulates each and every one of its products based on your unique hair type, hair goals, and aesthetic preferences, like color and fragrance, so that your hair gets exactly what it needs to look and feel its best. So I've been using this. It's like a purple shampoo because I said I have blonde hair and I need like color protection, and it also is hydrating. And it smells like peaches. It's very strong scent. I decided I wanted it strong, but you can make it less strong. Mm-hmm. And honestly, my hair has never smelled better. It smells so good. You get to take an online quiz. Always a slut for an
Woo!
Online quiz. It's actually a very fun quiz. You get to be like, ooh, what's my hair like? It's very fun. You get to pick colors.
I love quizzes that get vain, like when you could be like, well, my hair is like
it's like this wavy.
Yeah.
And it says Function of Ellie on the bottle, and as like a very vain person, I'm like, that's sick. I love that. It's vegan and cruelty-free. Function of Beauty never uses sulfates, parabens, phthalates, whatever, mineral oils, or any other harmful ingredients in any of its products. So yeah, I really like it. I think it's doing great things for my hair. So my listeners will receive 20% off their first order. To redeem, head to functionofbeauty.com/Ellie and take the hair quiz. Ships to the U.S. and many locations worldwide. Go to functionofbeauty.com/Ellie to get 20% off your custom formula.
Cool.
Cool, cool, cool. Tight, tight, tight. Okay, so the last thing we're going to do, the shaving conversation went much longer than I meant for it to.
Yeah, also we just walked out of the room and saw one of our other guy friends, and we were like, oh, we were just talking about this. And he was like, wait, that's so, I literally could care less about how hairy a girl's legs are.
And I was just like, all right. Why didn't we have someone say that on the show instead of Dana waffling?
I like Dana's angle, though, because he is... His definition of hairy is different than a girl's. Let's just put it that way.
He would think that like 2 to 3 days was my legs, but that's not that's not what it is. That's not prickly. That's just hair. Like, okay, these are some would you rather from Answer the Internet. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Would you rather cure cancer, prove aliens are real, or prove ghosts are real? You have to say cure cancer, right?
Oh, wow. I didn't. I'm sorry. That wasn't what I was going to say.
You can't.
Okay. I was going to say you have to prove aliens. Like,
you have to cure. Well, I wonder if anyone would know. Like, if no one knew that I could have cured cancer, but I chose to prove ghosts are real, then I would probably do it. But
you pick ghosts?
I want to know that ghosts are real. I think that ghosts are real. I know that aliens are real. I don't have to prove that. NASA just proved it.
True. You know? Like, we know this.
We know. Like, I'd want
to
know.
I'd like to know if ghosts are real, though. You're right, because then I'd be like, oh, there's some sort of afterlife. But it's not a void.
But I don't want anybody to know that I could have cured cancer and I was like, ghosts. It's really fucked up.
Give me the ghosts.
That's like really fucked up. I don't like that you knee jerk were like aliens.
Oh, fuck, the aliens, duh.
Duh, obviously. No, I don't know. It's not even a tough one. Like, you have to pick cancer. But, like, it's kind of like the question of, like, how much money would you have to be offered to give up world peace, and everyone knows that you're the asshole that didn't choose world peace? It would have to be, like, billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Billions.
So I could buy, like, an island and get away from everyone.
And, like, many guards. In order for you... This is so fucked up.
Okay.
In order for you to live, you have to kill a blind child who has the greatest voice of our generation. Do you kill the kid? You live or the kid lives?
How would I die?
Gruesomely.
Gruesomely?
Badly. Like, painfully.
Whoa. I don't know. How old's the kid?
That's a kid. I would say it's like 8 or 9 years old.
8 or 9? Oh my God. Do I have to murder?
Yeah, you have to kill it.
Okay, then I would...
You would die?
Yeah, I would die.
I don't think I could murder somebody.
I couldn't murder someone. I could tell someone else to, maybe.
Like, hire a hitman or something? Yeah. I could probably do that.
I couldn't... Morally. I don't even know if I could punch someone.
I could punch someone. Morally speaking, like, if I had to punch the kid, I would do that easily.
Yeah.
In front of anyone.
I would just have, like, a nice
on live
ready.
TV. Right. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll do it. I'll punch a blind kid to live.
Can I tell him the circumstances? Like, can I warn him I'm doing this, otherwise I die?
I don't think that makes it better. It's like, listen.
Let me punch you once.
Oh, if we're changing it to punch?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you can tell him. I think you just have to punch him. And everyone knows you punched a blind kid who is the voice of our generation.
For my own life.
For your own life. Yeah. How much is your voice? But to kill him?
I couldn't kill him.
I could for sure punch him.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had to watch your biggest enemy fuck the man of your dreams in order for you to marry him, would you do it?
Okay, yeah, because my enemies are like, oh, this bitch that called me like fat once. Yeah. Like, I don't have true enemies to my knowledge.
I have some enemies. But they're all like men. I don't know that I would want to watch that. Maybe. Maybe it wouldn't bother me as much if it was two dudes.
You have an arch enemy?
I have an arch enemy. And if he died today, I would dance on his grave. I don't know. I'd probably do it. I would do it. As long as it wasn't like better at sex than I am. Ooh. Then that would like get in my head forever.
But then you have some kind of like notes to take, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could be like, well, he liked it when they did this.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like almost like school. It's like homework.
Yeah.
Most of these are geared towards men. I'm going to be honest with you. But they're still really funny. Why are they all about being blonde?
It's Is it one of their fears? Kevin or Fight's fears?
I think it must be. Is being blind. Okay, if you were reading the story of your life, mm-hmm. and you got to the present day, would you keep reading knowing you can't change anything you read in the future?
Whoa.
I think I would. I think it'd make me a lot less anxious if I knew everything that was going to happen.
See, when I read a book, I always read the last page first.
That's psychotic.
I know.
That's like because pre-crime sociopathic shit.
It doesn't really tell you what happened. It kind of gives you a general idea of the direction. Whoa. So I'd read the last page.
You'd read the last page. But
so
you
say
would,
like, oh, let's see if I have a grandchildren. Said, and
don't read the last page because I stay.
Oh, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's what I'd want to know. Oh,
that is really sweet. Now with the context of this answer, the internet.
Yeah. Sweet.
No, I don't. I think I'd want to know everything that happened to me.
Are you kidding me?
I would want to know.
That makes your life not fun, though.
I don't think it's fun to constantly be living in fear of what's going to happen to me.
That's not fear. That's just life. It's like,
I don't care for it.
You live in fear right now.
Every minute of every day. I think you live in fear. What could happen to me? Could be anything. Don't like it. Makes me anxious. If I knew that tomorrow I was going to get hit by a truck, I would throw a huge party. I'd fuck someone that I know I shouldn't. I would tell everyone everything.
No,
you know?
But that's not fun, because what if it's just like a normal night and you're about to do something fun and it's like you're out to dinner or something
night.
And you're just sitting there like, well, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be no fun. Like, I already know.
No, you know it's going to be fun, so you get excited about it. What if you're like, you know that you're going to go on a date with someone and they're going to be the love of your life? Wouldn't you be so much more excited to go on the date? You'd be like, oh, This is my husband. He doesn't even know
it
yet.
You would blow it if you knew that, though.
No, but you can't blow it because you can't change anything that happens. So you just get to sit there and be like, you're so cute. This is so exciting. I know that we get married. I love you. Unless it's somebody that really sucks and you're like, how the fuck do I end up marrying this
How
person?
Do we end up together? What
the fuck? But then it's like, ooh, let's find out. You read the story, so you know how you end
you're
up with them.
You're just solidifying I would just read the last page for me.
I think that's pretty much all we have. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just do one more word from a Spencer, and then we're going to get the frick out of here. Modern fertility. Knowledge is power, and when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, for your health, and for your future. There aren't many decisions bigger than having a child, but for many women, their fertility is a big question mark. That's true. I don't know anything about my fertility. I'm assuming fine. Don't know. If you want more information about your ability to get pregnant, you need Modern Fertility. Or if you're just curious, honestly, like I'm kind of curious. I think young women don't really think about that kind of thing, and then it's like too late.
Whoa, that was really dark.
Sorry, I didn't mean for it to be so dark. proactive testing through your doctor can cost over $1,000. But with Modern Fertility, you can get the same information for just $159. And right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/schnit. That's $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/schnit. Modernfertility.com/schnit. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We love you guys so, 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 so much. You can buy the new merch. It's on the website. Go to store.barstoolsports.com collections schnit talk. we love you guys so much. As always, have a good day, have a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a good one, and we will catch you on Tuesday.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you. In this bed next to you, swear the room. Yeah.